And now I'd like to introduce our founder and president of O'Reilly & Associates, Mr. Tim O'Reilly.
Hi there. Thanks for coming. Some of you, in fact, I would imagine, since you're here, most of you know O'Reilly, but you might not know why we're into bioinformatics. I'm just going to tell you that for a minute or two. Our basic mission in life, if you like, is to bring news from the future. We do something that I call watching the alpha geeks. You know, we watch the people who are pushing the boundaries of the edges of technology, really building the future for the rest of us. And we look and we try to figure out what those people are doing that needs to be written down or otherwise communicated through conferences or online sites. And it was some years ago that we first started to notice bioinformatics. Lincoln Stein, who was somebody we knew from the Pearl community, was the person who first brought it to our attention. And we found this to be, you know, one of these fascinating areas that we felt was going to change everything. And over the years, we also saw more tie-ins because we've been very associated with open source software. And one of the great threads throughout bioinformatics is the struggle between trying to get proprietary advantage versus having academic openness, which is also one of the threads in the open source community. So all these things really got it pretty firmly on our radar. But over the years, we've come to see this as one of the single most important technical areas that we're following. And we're really big believers in its future. And it's really the future that you are building for the rest of us who are just observers. And our goal at O'Reilly is to help take your work out to the next wave of people who are going to build on it and continue to grow the field. So let me ask a quick question or two about your background coming here. How many of you here started on the life sciences side before you became programmers? Okay, and how many of you started as programmers and then found your way into the life sciences? Okay, and in terms of programming languages, how many of you use Perl? Okay, how many of you use Java? How many of you use Python? So we've got a pretty Perl-heavy crowd. All right, I don't know if that's typical of the entire field or just our skew because we're such a sort of a Perl shop ourselves. All right, well, thank you very much. I just wanted to take a moment there to get a little bit of calibration of the audience.